Are you seeking fulfillment for your life? Do you want freedom from fear? That's why we're here. Welcome to Jesus 101, introducing you to the real Jesus. And now, here's your host, Elizabeth Talbot, with Mike Tucker.
I'm Mike Tucker.
And I'm Elizabeth Talbot.
Tell me about this near hijacking experience that you had coming back from Heathrow to L.A.
Yeah, you know, I study in London, close to London. I do my PhD there. Mm-hmm. And so I have to go quite often there. And there was a plan that was discovered on the news. I don't know if you heard about
it. Yeah, I remember that.
They were going to hijack the plane that was coming from Heathrow to Los Angeles. And I guess they wanted to blow the plane in the middle of, mm-hmm. you know, the ocean.
And that was the same flight that you were on.
Yes, I was on the flight the next day, the same exact flight.
Okay.
So we went through this incredible security like I've never been through before or since. We went through 5 different checkpoints. Hmm. We had to show that everything we owned actually worked, like every camera.
Oh, wow.
That, you know, we had to put everything on to show that it wasn't just a facade, that mm-hmm. it was an actual equipment. We had to take everything out of our purses, and they touched us completely from head to toe. I mean, they had men and women there to do that for everyone. And then we went through it again and again and again. We went through security 5 times.
Wow.
Because they thought that they might want to repeat that this day. And I have to tell you, I think all of us in that plane kind of had an easy feeling until we got to Los Angeles, because
right.
we knew what the plan was.
Well, you know, I've traveled a lot, and some internationally, and the security can be quite heavy, but what you've described even far exceeds anything that I've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, there was another story of a hijacking, so to speak, if you want to call it that,
mm-hmm.
when the day that Satan hijacked God's people. And that's really what we're talking about today in Revelation chapter 12.
You know, Revelation is written in such symbolic language that we are trying to find metaphors, perhaps, to help everyone understand what is going on, because the story actually is quite simple.
Mm-hmm.
And you can compare this chapter to the Chronicles of Narnia or mm-hmm. any of those other stories that have to do with scripture, but that are done perhaps for children or for other people that understand symbols this way.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the story is very simple. And I'm going to tell you something. Usually, children understand Revelation better than adults, because it's simple for them. It's like, well, the child is the good guy, the dragon is the bad guy, we got Revelation down, you know. But here, let's see if we can understand this chapter. It has 3 main characters, and maybe we should introduce them to you.
Well, those characters are a woman, a dragon, and a child. And let's take a look here at Revelation chapter 12. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And she was with child, and she cried out, being in labor and in pain to give birth.
Okay, so we're going to tell you what this tale of 3 characters is really about. The woman is it starts being Israel, who is pregnant with child. And of course, you have the 12 stars, which remind you that this is the church of God. These are the people of God. This woman is pregnant with a child. And this chapter 12 will be the passage from Israel to the Christian church, because the child obviously is born. And so I'm giving you away already the identity of the child.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, the child is Jesus. But
mm-hmm.
but not everyone's happy with the pregnancy of the woman. Verse 3, and another sign appeared in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads were 7 diadems. And his tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child.
Well, this is a very intense narrative, and the symbols are so strong. Here we have the woman who is pregnant, who is Israel. Then we have the dragon, who is Satan, and we're going to be told that in a moment. And she's about to give birth because Jesus came from the Jews, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have here this dragon waiting to destroy. And he's waiting to destroy because this child is the one that holds the key for the overcoming of the human race, because Satan thinks he has them, you know?
Well, Satan, to this point, would appear to be the one who's in control until Jesus arrives on the scene. And he realizes this is the last great battle.
Mm-hmm.
This is his chance. And if he can destroy this child, then he's home free.
Now, if you remember, this whole controversy started back in Genesis when God created humans in his image as his children. And the devil said, no, that's not good. I'm going to take them back from you. And he kidnapped them. This is the hijack we were talking about. And God immediately responded saying, look what's going to happen to you.
And by kidnapping, we're talking about the fall of Adam and Eve with Satan inducing them to sin, to join his rebellion by their act of disobedience. And then, of course, he announces to Satan that because you've done this, God announces to Satan, because you have done this, you're in trouble, buddy.
That's right.
You're in trouble.
This is one of the chapters where the whole Bible is kind of coming together. If you remember, there was a serpent in Genesis chapter 3 who actually talks to the children of God and deceives them. Chapter 3, verse 1, the serpent was more crafty than any of the beasts of the fields which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, indeed, has God told you not to eat of the tree of life? Of the tree that is in the garden. And then the woman said to the serpent, from any tree we can actually eat. But from the tree of that is in the middle of the garden of good and evil, we cannot eat. And the serpent says, oh, no, that's a lie. Verse 4, you're not going to die. God is jealous. He doesn't want you to be like him. So he deceives them. In chapter 12 of Revelation, we are told that the serpent is the devil.
Right.
That is also the dragon. That these are all the characters of the same deceiver and the same accuser.
And when God announces to the serpent, devil, what it is he's going to do with him, he says, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, again, the woman being the church, and between your seed and her seed, and he, the man-child, shall bruise you on the head, and you will bruise him on the heel. So basically, he's saying, I'm going to crush you because of what you've done to kidnap my children.
Yeah, he shall crush you on the head, is God saying, the child that is coming. And now we are looking at the child in Revelation 12. This is a child that is about to be born, and the devil doesn't want to have anything to do with him. He wants to destroy him.
In verse 5 of chapter 12 of Revelation, and she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Now, and verse 6 says, and the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared by God so that there she might be nourished for 1,260 days.
So here we have the woman who is Israel, and after Christ is born, then is the new Israel, the Christian church. And Jesus is born. And he does what he came to do. He came to die, and he then ascends to heaven. So he's caught up into heaven. But then the woman is left here on earth.
Right. And as she begins to spread the gospel, a wave of persecution comes upon her, and she flees.
Yes, and this is what this chapter is talking about. She goes to the wilderness for a period of time. And now we are. It's described here what the whole great controversy looks like, how Michael and his angels are warring against the dragon and his angels, and maybe we can read a few verses
And this starts in verse 7. This is kind of a little interlude here in our story. We got the woman fled to the wilderness. Now we're backing up to tell you why all this happened. Verse 7, and there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels warring with the dragon and his angels waged war. And they were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who was called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him.
And here we have a clue of why this child had to be born, the one that Satan is so angry with, and all the children that come after him. He's so angry with the remnant. And this is why. Because he came to pay the ransom. And here we have it in verse 11.
Verse 11 says, and they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even unto death. So Jesus came to pay the ransom for the kidnapped children, the hijacked children. This came about from Satan, who started this terrible war between good and evil, between God and Satan.
This is why every time that we mention the blood of the Lamb in the scene of heaven, everybody rejoices and praises and exalts God, because this was the ransom for the children of God that were kidnapped. So this child had to be born. This child had to die. This child had to be resurrected, and he ascended to heaven. And now we understand the reason for all of that.
Yes, the culmination of this great controversy between Christ and Satan is found at the cross, because that's where our ransom was paid. And those who overcome Satan do so by the blood of the Lamb, as we trust in his shed blood. And in the merits of that blood, we find victory over Satan.
In verse 13, we pick up the story, and it says again that the dragon, now that knows that he's been defeated at the cross, he's just enraged with, mm-hmm. with this remnant, this people that are left with the rest of the children of the woman. In verse 17, the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her children who keep the commandments of God and hold the testimony of Jesus. This group of people believe in Jesus Christ, and they have God's commandment in high esteem. And the devil already knows he's defeated, so mm-hmm. he just is going to go for it.
He's doing his best to hurt God's children, and that's why you see the ugliness around you. God gets a bad rap as being the one who brings suffering on the world, but this actually comes from Satan. Satan is angry with you because you are a follower of God, and he knows that you have overcome him. You've done it by the blood of the Lamb. And as you trust in that blood, eternity is yours. What he once had is now yours. And that's why he's so angry with you. And that's why you have so many problems and so many heartaches and there's so much sickness in the world. But the good news is we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and eventually we're going home.
Thank you for joining us today on Jesus 101. For more insights and resources, connect with us at Jesus101.tv. That's Jesus101.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Jesus101Institute and follow us on Twitter at Jesus101Media. Until next time, live free.